This is Dr. Masood Shah declaring patient's name is Carol Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is 10-11-1939. Date of service is 6-10-2022. Miss Arnold is a very pleasant ...82-year-old female with history of dementia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, chronic kidney disease, chronic back pain, and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the below the towel assisted living. She, at the present time, states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She is transferring from Brighton Manor. Let me show me. Bring it here. No other complaints. On examination, past medical history has been significant for asthma, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, advanced dementia, chronic kidney disease, chronic back pain. No other complaints. Past surgical history, none contributory. Social history, smoking none. Alcohol none. Allergies. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications include donepezil, fish oil, hydralazine, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, metoprolol, pantoprazole, miralax, simvastatin, tizanidine, albuterol inhaler, chlorazepate, meclizine, and Symbicort inhaler. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Gastrointestinal respiratory system, she does have history of asthma, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Denied urinary, no complaints, neurological. She denies any history of TIA or CVA, does have history of advanced dementia. Musculoskeletal, complaints of chronic back pain, history of arthritis. All other symptoms were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart S1-S2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, not tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one, dementia, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next asthma, next chronic back pain, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to the assisted living at below the towel. Will continue current medications. Treatment plan, patient admit to the Willows assisted living at Howell, will continue current medications, will check routine labs, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Evelyn Fraser, FRASER, Evelyn, EVELYN. Date of birth is 7/14/1926. Date of service is 6/10/2022. Ms. Fraser is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing well. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She overall has been stable and doing well, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Chronic exchange changes, both lower extremities is present. Impression, number one, hypertension. Next, hypolipidemia. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, dementia. Next, dermatitis. Next, DJD. Treatment discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. Will consult. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. Will monitor her progress. Her leg seems to be doing better. Will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Dorothy Harris, HARRIS, Dorothy, DORothy. Date of birth is 9/15/1941. Date of service is 6/10/2022. Ms. Harris is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's ambulating in the hallway. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. Her blood sugars were somewhat elevated. Denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hypolipidemia. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. Her blood sugars were reviewed. Will monitor her blood sugars, will was encouraged to eat better, will adjust her insulin dosage as needed, will continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Lou Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, Mary, M-A-R-Y, Lou, L-O-U. Date of birth is 2/11/1937. Date of service is 6/10/2022. Ms. Kramer is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well, has been stable. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall has been doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities No edema. Extremities 1 to 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression number one. Atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next bilateral lower foot swelling, next dementia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable and doing well. I have suggested she continue current medication, she keep her legs elevated, continue to do some exercises, gentle exercises. We'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Carmela Lockwood, LOCKWOOD, Carmela, CARMELLA, date of birth is 5/27/1942, date of service is 6/10/2022. Ms. Lockwood is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She seems comfortable. She denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other claims. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No results, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. Chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one. Dementia, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next depressive disorder, next GRD, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. She is under hospice care. She seems comfortable. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Margaret Price. PRICE, Margaret, MARGARET, date of birth is 11/2/1928, date of service is 6/10/2022. Miss Price is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She does complain of itching as well as discomfort in her eyes. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one. Dry eyes, questionable conjunctivitis. Next, dementia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well and has been stable. I have suggested using artificial tears. Symptoms persist. Notify myself. This case was discussed with the nursing staff. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Joyce Schlosser, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-E-R, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, date of birth is 8/6/1926, date of service is 6/10/2022. Ms. Schlosser is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's sitting up in her chair. She does complain of pain in her right shoulder. She denies any complaints of any trauma or fall. She denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEMT examination was normal. It was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart S1, S2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. There was no beeping. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right shoulder, decrepitus, as well as limited range of motion. Right shoulder impression. Number one, right shoulder pain. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, history of pernicious anemia. Next, anxiety treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. As suggested, she continue current medications. I did discuss about giving her a cortisone injection. She is hesitant at this time. She will continue current medications. I have explained to her whenever if she wants it, she will let me know and we'll arrange for it. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Margaret McNally, McNally, Margaret, Margaret. Date of birth is 6/8/1934. Date of service. Date of service is 6/23/2024. Miss McNally is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit at the request of the nurse since she had the UA done, which was somewhat abnormal. She states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitation. She's not complaining of any burning urination. She denies any complaints of any discomfort or blood in her urine. And she denies any lower abdominal or back pain. She has complaints of generalized arthritis pain. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEMT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart S1, S2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, abnormal UA. Next. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, dementia. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, anxiety / depression. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about her symptoms. Reviewed her lab results. Discussed with the patient. I've suggested that we have a repeat UA and CNS done, a clean catch. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her labs. We'll continue current medications. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ann Robinson, Robinsonnann. Date of birth is 1/28/1941. Date of service is 6/24/2022. Mrs. Robinson, is very pleasant, 81-year-old female with history of dementia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, anxiety / depression, emphysema, and degenerative joint disease, known to my service from the rehab side, was admitted to the assisted living at Willows. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Then I can need chest pain, shortness of breath, then I can need palpitations, then I can need nausea, no vomiting, then I can need diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examining past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, pulmonary emphysema, dementia, depression, anxiety disorder, glaucoma, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cataract surgery, mastectomy, thyroidectomy, and corneal transplant, bilateral. Social history, smoking, she quit in 1992, alcohol, none. Allergies to fluoxetine, lorazepam, and memantine. Current medications. Reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations. She denied any history of congestive heart failure, no CAD. Respiratory system, she denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, she denied any history of emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She does have history of dementia, no history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of back pain. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Action of the movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no cardiomegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, right hip fracture, status post-surgery, next history of fall, next hypertension, next hypothyroidism, next dementia, next anxiety slash depression, next DJD. Transplant patients admit to the assisted living. They'll continue current medications. She was encouraged to do some exercises. In case was discussed with the nursing staff who has raised no issues, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is next patient is Evelyn Fraser, FRASER, Evelyn, EVELYN. Date of birth is 7/14/1926. Date of service is 6/24/2022. Ms. Fraser is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit at the request of the nurse since she has been having some shortness of breath. Her oxygenation was also borderline. She denied any complaints of chest pain. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She had some swelling of the feet. She Overall has been doing well, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal, like the supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs, diminished breath sounds in the basis, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, lower extremity swelling, next congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next dementia, next hyperlipidemia, next anxiety slash depression. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms, we'll get a chest x-ray, we'll check labs, and start her on Lasix 20 milligrams daily for the next 5 days. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.